Good morning, everyone. This is today's Dharma Espresso 1, Hand Untying Knots, Part 2. When the Buddha was alive, he talked about the Four Noble Truths, which are the four truths of suffering. One of the four truths is the truth of suffering, which is the ever-present suffering in the mundane world. It is infinite and boundless. The Buddha summarized it into eight kinds of suffering. The first kind of suffering is known as the suffering of being separated from loved ones. The Buddha already talked about this topic thousands of years ago. Only now it has been discovered that inside our brain, there is an area with many parts called the limbic system, which controls our feelings and emotions. This small area lies inside and near the middle of the brain. One of its functions is for bonding. It doesn't rationalize, only forms bonds with people or bonding our image of another person, a dog or a cat. It also secretes a chemical inside our brain that makes us feel very close to that person. Thus, a feeling or an emotional tie with that person is naturally formed. For example, when you have children, you love your children. However, you won't love someone else's child the same way you love your own, even though this child may look exactly like yours. It's because you don't have any bonding with this kid. Bonding is a very important function of the limbic system. When a husband and a wife love each other, they have a bond. The two limbic systems in their own brains bond with each other. It's like they're on the same frequency, but in reality, it's the way they look at each other, their smiles, or the things that they share with each other that create this bonding inside their brains. It's a similar story when we own a dog. We think that we just need to feed it with food and water. But do you know that sometimes a dog would just stay there, look at us, and observe our behavior? The two limbic systems inside our brain and the dog's gradually begin to bridge together. Our feelings get sent over, its feelings get sent back to us. All are oblivious to the logical part of the brain. People that are close to us, parents, husband and wife, or children, all have a special bond with us. Their limbic areas and ours are directly connected and bonded. Therefore, when someone close to us is missing or gone, we suffer tremendously. There was a story about a wife who loved her husband very much, but he always abused her. When they first fell in love, they were very loving to each other. Later on, he often abused her, but she couldn't leave him. She would rather be hit, get yelled at, or be abused by him. The bonding had already been tied together in their brains. Now, even if she wanted to untie it, she couldn't. According to the story, when the husband passed away, people around her were clapping their hands and told her, "Thank goodness! He always abused you and now he is gone. We are so happy for you." But unexpectedly, she cried and missed him even more. She said, "Poor him." As it turns out, when a bond is severed, the limbic system creates an immense kind of suffering. This suffering doesn't belong to the rational part. This logical part of the brain cannot comprehend it, but the emotional part of the brain can feel it. This is the suffering part of the brain that the Buddha referred to when he talked about the suffering of being separated from loved ones. We cannot escape this because the limbic system is part of our brain. There are things we can do to minimize or lessen the suffering. You may say, "Master, now that I've attained samadhi, I've already reached the stage of no more selfish love. I've severed all possessive and non-possessive love. I've got rid of everything." We may think that we've already severed all emotions and feelings. However, we cannot remove that part of the brain inside our head. We may recondition it, creating new conditions for it to have different kinds of reactions. We can change ourselves. We can teach the brain not to react so strongly, not to feel so much pain, but we can't throw away that part of the brain. The limbic system actually develops before the thinking part of the brain does. It was created right when we were a baby. You can see this in an infant. If you take away a toy in their hand, the baby will cry and try and take it back without being able to say anything. The part of the brain that controls the talking and thinking is called the neural cortex, and it slowly develops over time. The limbic part seems to be inherent in our brain from birth, and it develops faster and stronger. Hence, sometimes we just can't remove these bonds with someone else. We We can only retrain these feelings. Today, I'll stop here. In summary, the suffering of being separated from loved ones that the Buddha talked about ages ago is a real phenomenon and is caused by the limbic system, which creates bonding that makes us suffer. Before ending, I just hope that in creating the bonding with someone, we are always in harmony and listening to each other. Don't let our thoughts turn us into a negative person. Tomorrow we'll talk more about negativity and that kind of food that will help us nourish our brain. Sometimes we have sadness or tremendous pain because our limbic system is problematic and not healthy. It can be healed by medicine, food, or exercise. The most important thing for us to do is to talk to people who are healthy and joyful, giving us the energy to help lift us quickly out of that kind of suffering. Tomorrow, we'll talk more in detail about how to improve the health of our limbic system so we can cope with the suffering due to separation from loved ones and overcome it more easily. Thank you for listening. I wish you a peaceful, joyful, and wakeful day.